It's not.
Hello?
Yeah, better.
Okay. Now it works. Kind of, right?
Okay. So hello, everyone. Welcome to Security Dev Room. And we got our next talk about Keylime and Dremel attestation, which will be given by Andersen and
Thorsten.
Yeah.
Okay. So welcome. Sorry about the trouble. I'm Andersen Sasaki. I'm a software engineer at Red Hat, and I'm here with Thor.
Yeah, I'm Tore, and I'm a maintainer of a Linux distribution for school and universities, and I'm also a maintainer of Keylime.
Yeah, so we are here to talk about remote attestation with Keylime. So let's get started. Imagine you are like a car vendor who maintains and updates the systems running in cars, but you want to make sure that the systems in the cars were not modified so that you can check if the customer is still eligible to receive the latest update or something like that. Or you are a software company building software in the cloud, but you want to make sure that the build tooling was not modified. Or you are a telecom company that wants to make sure that the systems you deployed that controls antennas, they were not modified. So what all these cases have in common is, first, they are remote. Second, you don't really have full control of the systems in the wild. So the question is, how can you check that the system was not modified in the wild? So a way would be if you could somehow get some information about the system and then check if it's what you expected from that. And of course, in case it's not, then you would want to have a way to react on that. So if you can do that continuously, get the information check, then you have a monitoring of the integrity of the system. So that's what one of the things the remote attestation can provide is to check remote integrity, remote machine integrity, how it works. So you have a trusted entity running in some controlled environment, and then you have a trusted agent on the other side running on the monitored system, and you ask for the information to that agent and get back some information called a quote. Then you can verify that that agent is running in a machine in a state that you trust. So that comes with the problem of trust. So how can you trust the machine or the agent running in some machine that you don't control? So you don't really trust directly the agent, but you trust on a hardware root of trust, which is the Trusted Platform Module, or TPM. What are the TPMs? They are pieces of hardware that can perform crypto operations, such as generating keys, signing data, and it has this special key and certificate called endorsement key, which are generated during manufacturing. So you, the manufacturer generates the key and publishes the CA certificate so that you can verify that it is legitimate. And then this EK, the endorsement keys, can't sign data directly, but you can generate